about corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
Time to get fired up for the first ever Real Good Braai Championship. Real Good Chicken is on the hunt for the best chicken kapana braaier in Namibia. If you braai for a living, you could win a branded and full kitted out business starter container as well as poultry stock for half a year. All you need to do is buy a Real Good Chicken Kapana half bird box and SMS champion plus your town name to 2442 to enter. Real Good Chicken, a proud product of Nama Poultry Industries.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it's a good morning, it's a good afternoon. Welcome to, of course, this is a new show in which we look at the issues of corruption. And, of course, we will also be looking at the issues of prison. And we will have, of course, we'll be having experts to help us understand certain, we'll be having guests to help us understand, certain issues around corruption and imprisonment. Of course, this week, we first want to understand it from a lowest level of it, or let's say not the lowest level, but our level as Africans. Did we have a concept in our way of life? Did we have it? Can we conceptualize corruption based on our ways, or in our way of of our coexistence as Africans? Because the word corruption comes from Latin. And before we get to what it means, of course, we will have a guest that will help us get to there. Of course, last week we had Dimbulukwen Nyoma. We were looking at the impact of corruption. And next week we will have the labor expert, Herbert Yauch, will help us to understand how does corruption impact the labor market and all that. But today let's discuss it from the African point of view. Do we have a concept in our African systems called corruption. You know, how do we describe corruption from an African point of view? Do we have something like that in our concept? To help us understand that, of course, we'll have Dr. Ben Mulongeni on the line to help us, you know, understand that. And let's attempt to go for a short break, and then we'll be...
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
All right, we are back. And like I said, Dr. Ben Mulongeni is joining us. Now, we are looking at it from a concept of African systems, whether we had corruption or in our... You know, in our existence, in the past, do we have something called corruption? Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Franz. How are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Good. Conversation are doing a good job.
Yes. Now we just want to understand corruption from, you know, from our background, from our point of view as Africans. Did we have what is called corruption? Maybe the reason why, you know, corruption is likely to happen in Africa, maybe it's because we did not have a concept in our systems as corruption or called corruption. Maybe corruption did not exist.
Well, Franz, it's very good for us to say corruption in Asia, how it's contextualized, conceptualized. Corruption in Africa, corruption in Europe, corruption in wherever. But a corrupt mind is a human character, human weakness. So the word corruption, because corruption is a word that comes from one specific language. When you talk of corruption, let's compare it like the ghost or Shiruru, yeah? Or Mogondiri. There's a ghost or Shiruru in other languages I know. It's called something else. The same as Karunga, Nambongo, Njambi, God, Bog, the same as corruption. It's a tendency, it's a phenomenon that now you have to go back to Africa. What do they call it when it manifests itself in human behavior? So, but we must look at, to understand it well, you must go and look at quality of leadership. Or let me get straight. What is required of a good leader? Because the concept of Russia, you are saying it in the context of service delivery, caring, leading, and taking care of the affairs, public affairs of people, or community affairs, or family affairs. So, now look at the quality of a good leader, a good person who's in charge to make sure that the well-being of people are taken care of. So in African context, you have to look at, actually in any case, look at the production process. Production process and the accumulation of wealth and distribution of wealth. Look at that process and see what have been experienced. Look at the mythology, the songs, the proverb, the idiom, their philosophy. You find those expressions that somehow define what good character of a leader is or bad. Corruption comes from a corrupt mind, a corrupt social psychology, a corrupt mentality. So it comes from a behavior of a person. Greediness,
yeah.
Selfishness, lack of self-sacrifice, lack of humility, lack of all those words that,
yeah.
Loving, caring, people first,
yeah.
Nepotism, favoritism. So anything that is in a person will may lead to result that will be attempt to be result from the corruption practices. For example, I am part of traditional leadership from birth. Up to now, I serve also in the traditional, affairs. Equally, I have been benefited to be also in other leadership roles. Things are not different. If you are from a poor family and you bump into a child of a king or of a rich man with many cattle, you are likely not to get a fair trial. Not always, not everywhere, but definitely they may not listen to you. Everywhere. If I'm a son of a bishop, then the other one is a son of a shoemaker. People, human nature, when they are corrupt, they will love to favor you. There are people who look at you, who are you, and there are people who look at what you are saying. If you speak the truth and something good, there's two questions. One will say, who is speaking? And the other will say, what is he saying? So who is speaking? They will say, this one. What can he tell us? We look at his background. His parents were poor. Even himself, just because he got a small degree here, now he's talking too much. Who are they? That's not the issue, because they want to put you down so that you can fold your hands and not rest. That's corrupt mind. A corrupt mind is the one who will see an opportunity to get rich from a job, not to work. I said before, there's a difference between one having a job and other one doing the work. So I don't want us to look at corruption from an African context and perspective. No. It's all the same. It's human. It's human. Humans being are the same. Even Europeans, they came also from the Stone Age. And if you read their histories, some of us have been hearing their traditions and with access to their mythology, their idioms, they are all the same. I got a book of wisdoms of nations, proverbs and idioms and all those. Most of them are just the same, repeating themselves. You see? Let's go. Let's continue.
Yeah. Now, because, the perception is that African countries, when people talk about corruption and on an international stage, you are likely to have a connotation of an Africanized corruption, if I have to put it that way. So it seems that corruption, or Africa and Latin America, maybe some countries in Asia, are likely to be corrupt. as compared to maybe countries in the West?
Somebody the difference is France.
Yeah.
Because the literature that have put corruption into perspective, the very such teaching, is from Europe. It's the same to say that the Civil War. You remember, shortly after independence, I had a debate with some white compatriots, and they were talking in that terms, Africa, Africa, Africa. And I think I touched them. By that time, there was war in the Balkans, North Africa. And I said, it's likely to hear people saying civil war is more in Africa. But there have been civil war since I was born, between England and the island. You remember Belfast? There was a song by Bonnie M.
Yeah.
There was war. It was war sometimes between the Catholic and the Protestant. It's in Europe. There is war. There was war in former Yugoslavia. All the world wars that are called world wars, they were fought and initiated by Europeans. I am very good at remembering a classic in that way. And I know I'm proud of myself. Today there is war in Europe. The war that is devastating our economy is not in Africa. And it's not initiated by Africans. It's in Europe. Sometimes we are blinded by brainwashed propaganda. Because we are not good at propaganda. I'm not talking about propaganda. Okay, this negative and good propaganda. We are not. And we also don't make sure that those people who are good at it, we help them institutionalize platforms to defend Africa.
Yeah.
We had SADC calling, which we started during my time. It was doing well. We started it, supported even by almost everybody. All countries started calling an African story to be told by Africans. A story of Namibia to be told in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Angola, Malawi, started calling. Africa, instead of we hear about what is happening in African countries here from BBC, CNN, by our own radio and television. For now it's dead. Because African countries, I heard when we had a conference in every country, they say yes. Other countries as far as Rwanda and North Africa, they said we want to join SADC, must not become only a South African Broker Association, but the whole continent. Because they were elders of us. Maybe you heard it, you are successful. And we're moving toward establishing the TV SADC television. We don't do that. We underestimate the power of word, the power of propaganda to defend and promote African story does not mean that we are not corrupt, but we are not the only corrupt. They are more corrupt than us. Even the modern corruption was brought here by the Europeans. I don't want to blame them for our own failure. I'm saying corruption is a human thing. It only has to be fought tooth and nail. Just like theft. There are thieves everywhere. There are witches everywhere. There are bad people everywhere. It's a human thing. But unless you say there are no institutions for checks and balances that ensure transparency, or there are no political will, if the head of government in Angola and the head of government in Namibia and the government there is very weak or have protecting thieves and corrupt people, that's another thing. Then we must discuss it. We must face, must be courageous enough to face all those ingredients of corruption. Corruption is not one thing, as I'm saying. You need a complex of vitamins, like we call multivitamins, in a good leader. Today, we are having people campaigning. It's a pity. They are just fighting each other for petty and petty things. Nobody came to say, even those who are supporting them, nobody came to say, what do I need from a leader? Humility? Selflessness? Sacrifice? Not impulsive? Not arrogance? Not pompous? not celebrity type of leaders, carelessness, insensitive, this taking responsibility. A leader must take responsibility with integrity. Listen, friends, I was talking last night. If a team loses more than 3 times, losing games, the coach resigns. And too often I hear some coach saying, when the team loses, he says, leave the boys alone. I will take responsibility. Do our leaders take responsibility? But I've seen, at least Europeans, they advanced in that one. Because when a leader messed up, his own party on his neck to resign. Because it's an embarrassment, a liability, a public embarrassment or national embarrassment to their own members. You see what's happened in Britain? Have you seen?
Yeah.
A leader did not even take her first salary. She was just one in, I don't know how many weeks. I don't think she got even a salary. Before she gets her first salary, she's already about to go. And the one who went, she also didn't stay long. They are saying, no, it's embarrassment. Why? Because one resigned because he lied. Trump is also in trouble because he lied. If a president lies here, well, it's okay. It's no problem. I mean, we all lie. Listen, take responsibility. We only have people defending wrong. It does not help to defend the wrong thing. A wrong thing is like pregnancy. It will be born one day. And the stomach is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. What can you do? It's like defending a hyena. I want to tell you this, friends. You cannot defend a hyena and telling me that hyenas are now baptized. They can also look after goats and sheep. Can you? If you defend a hyena, before you finish your last word, the hyena is already there with a goat in its mouth, and that goat is your own.
Yeah.
Chimbugwea agamena. Wakuti mofitana mbina mfikwa moshikwanya moshishi nao. You don't.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Which means there's lack of integrity among our self-supporters and leaders. If, for example,
now, while you are there, Dr. Ben, sorry to interject you there. What do you think is in our tradition that, or in our African norms and what in the ways of existence that makes us, you know, embrace corruption?
No. The question is first. It's also in terms of culture, but not talking about culture in terms of tradition. It's a new culture. To face the wrong things head on, it's not in our culture because we are scared. We are just emerging. We are scared, we are afraid of leaders. We forget that a leader is equal to you before the Constitution and before God. We don't know that a leader got that power from the people, particularly from the poor people, because they are in majority. And the poor people have little understanding of what their role is. They draw that power from the Constitution and they put that power in a leader. Remember? They got that power from the Constitution, which gives power to the people, and then they give that whole power for them to the leader. They dare not question him. Because we are also hungry and we lack integrity, you will not speak out because you are scared. You are, you know, protecting your stomach. Oh, you go die hungry. Oh. That's the issue. And also, we don't take criticism so easy. If you speak out, they'll tell you, go to your home. Well, if this one is also his house, that's what we don't want to challenge. Few people can stand up and say, and I want, and I wanted. And if I wish, somebody asked me one day, who do you see the best candidate of those who are running? I said, I don't see anyone better than the other. France? Because I've never seen any one of those who are running now who have stood up saying a thing against all odds on the fish rot issue, on the all other allegation of corruption is to say, I condemn that. I've seen two or three ministers who stood up and said something and they were told to go home if they want to. But if any one of those who stood up, whether black or white, to have said something, or those who are campaigning to be present now, if anyone has said anything, and shouted it, I will be stand up campaigning for him because he said a thing. At least you have shown, demonstrated to me that you can stand. You are courageous. You are not a coward. So then you are all the same.
So in other words, you are saying there is a tendency in our culture which makes us, you know, we do not confront, we are not good at confronting issues because that does
that, don't have that culture because
is that what we call over loyalty?
Yeah, there's some conformity, over loyalty, blind loyalty, is overdose loyalty, overdose discipline. And also depend on the leader also. Remember? But if, as long as we got also cowardice, we got coward, we are not prepared to sacrifice and go home. And come back now that you got just to run. You say now, me, I don't like it. That's why also I was ready to be fired and I was ready to be settled and I was ready, you know, to go home and plow my mahangu and eat my nara. I told you, if you are just being part of the thing and you are only talking now, I mean, I can't believe you. You have never proven to me or to the electorate that you are courageous, that you are patriotic enough, that you are fearless. You can't. Those who are fearless, we see them. They've been, you know, bulldozed and left and right and told to resign. If they want to, resign, man, and go home. And come now and tell me why you want to be voted. Then we believe you. Then we could have defended any one of those who are standing now in my party. Anyone who has said a word, who could have sent a good chance, a bright chance to beat others. And I could have come here and say, yes, that one is the one who have stood up and said against all odds. It's not fair of any president, not fair of any minister or any other cabinet or any political. Nobody said anything. Some even defended things, wrong things. Wrong things. Yeah? I think I would take the hat off from Mushelenga. You've been quiet. Who wrote a letter to the Secretary General saying things are not right. He's Bingo Politburo member, member of Central Committee, and member of everything. But he said, and I know it, the one speaking now, I've been part of the conversation by February already, we have documents ready.
Okay, Uncle Ben, I'm going to call you back because there's a very long ad break that is coming, and I don't want to keep you on the line.
Okay.
So let me just call you back after an ad break.
Okay.
All right. And we are continuing with Dr. Ben Mulong, and we are looking at the issues of corruption, whether or not it existed in our concept is in our concept system in Africa, in our idioms, in our proverbs, and we are now establishing that I think there is an issue of loyalty and or over loyalty that makes us, you know, fearful in confronting issues around, you know, leadership or in the quest of holding them responsible for their actions. Well, we are going for a short break and we are going to continue on this note and see how does it affect, you know, how much of this over loyalty, you know, how does it affect our day-to-day life? Because things are not right. And, you know, there are few people who can confront those things. And of course, look at what the British finance minister has been fired because he was firm in his decision. But of course, the prime minister didn't like that. And of course, he was fired. Now, it is everywhere in the world. It's not just an African thing. It is a human nature. When you disagree with something that the leader is saying, you'll be fired even if you are correct.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo wikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
On sengkak as sega namimbia nungha. Hanu ewa Namibia ma, kama ka ministry ewa tui ku oko kama, konungka aka act kawa act number 5 of 2003. Ka e tisng swasng se wak aka kandur gasng ha. Kawa ka ek ka e tisng eko kasng de kugukot aswe kan esng e ka mkabe kukot wikan eng ha. Kawa ka she e ti oka e kaka ti kama ka kwat uka ewa tosike wa kang akaga ka ngore mese wa anuga nga. Sing ha ka ewa traditional authority ga, dis sing toko ak aka tosisin, reno gea kaka tiko dea ka ka aka ngehin ka region warka ang zanga ka ka tosik aka forum seko aka tenga. Minister khabek ang desin ka ka oko ka ngumseko aka esin ka Namibia aka aka dursin system kabaha. Ka kan ay kausin ang khabe ko khwak u dea ka ka aka ase esin tigia po karishin aka hu po ka zekre ko waka pesekitsin oko ka ase tiko kai aka eka uinhuha. Jaka ewa tosika ewa kwan uka ewa kakaga. Au gea aka nka a unwe soner katisin adeko hoha. Jaka ewa kwan uka ewa toka ewa kakaga. Kata gauka kakaka azhao adami gojuse gekoha ka itiko gea kakana shekuri diyo tapaha. Kakabete o te jun eti kwe kakana, te ha ka te jutu goko nguya kwe kaka. Kakabete o te kakana ka o te kakani endo eti kawu eko ate ka tosi ka e kakana kakagaha, kwe kakana titani au koso warga ka wa kakana kakagaha. Kakabete wi kames kap te eti kawu iti ha ka tosi ka wa kakaga, kakase e jutu kunya ha, te kanti wakan eka tarik aka shesin oko ka si doreng se ti kire wakan eng egea ka plan ngsin ha. Ka khabati ngkhamda ka traditional authority ka eka ti wea ka aka tosa akwe ka itigi aka juk aminka ngore ngin ha. Ka khabati ka e tosi ka iti kweko kwa ate anuti kwa aka kuru ka ewa kuzesin po dol aka chisin oko ka chizeng se wa kaisa oka wa ngore ngin aka gaha. Kakwati kai ukwi kai wa zhausin ayi tosik aiga, tosik kai wa jung aun haunse ngana ka. Juse ewa i jung kwa kao da kwara papa kwa man, juse kama ka majinelesa, juse ta, juse kai, juse mum, oko juse e gaha. Ministri ting a juwa reka ka gao nga a gako kwan uwa e ka tosik kai wa a ka ga, ka adeko gao ka e aga tosi aga gaha. Forum sese wa kwa chuga sinhabiti waka ka traditional authority kwa oko ministry aga kandua sese to maka ngormese aga ha. Juk awa juk kwa. Atire kangre atin ang kwa u an e ne. Namibia wa mngore tewa msin ayin oko mkan un. Daka kandua siang khabek khang ong sung oko Namibia si te koko mingkang esin mkeretiko a Namibia aka she nte kuku nka tsen te khabetse wa ka tsenka tshe titangeng a juka shi janka Namibia causing ha tsaka ka dur ka se wa program ka ewa a aka khaisao aka gaha ka go tsama ka anu ewa Namibia ama European Union sin German ai cooperation tsama ka German aka khaisao bang no gese ka ignora gre go ka I belgia public relation kandur kai ka numero 1
nel sesien wenel axieve ni fetue nihe
ya.
All right, Dr. Ben, we were in the issue of loyalty and the fear in Africa that we have in confronting our leadership and when people are corrupting, where the people are corrupt, when they are corrupt practices, and also the fear that we are, there is also a fear in you know, as a leader being confronted, because then that's a sign that you are weak. You are weak. That's why, you know, you are confronted. And all that leads to a problem, unlike other nations where they are good at holding their leaders responsible, especially in the cases of corruption.
Yes. Well, maybe there's also cultural element here that and the leaders of Africa, they try to misuse that. They're recognizing that I remember in my culture, if you just tell the senior person the truth, then you say, Ototu Kungano, are you insulting me?
Yeah.
You don't go straight. if an elder said, who ate the meat? And then you mention another elder who ate it, you have insulted her. You just keep quiet and hide the truth.
Yeah, and the issues of, you know, the issue, the techniques of saying there's somebody who has eaten meat in the pot, I think that's where corruption is coming from. The person is eating meat in the pot, and when they try to follow the footsteps or the foot tracks, it seems that the foot tracks are, you know, for uncle. But then you'll be quiet. Even your mother will shut you up.
Actually, you better even take that bullet yourself. The culture we brought up, you may even say, no, it's me. To save the angle.
Yeah.
The mother said, why is it? Only eat your natural door. We have a room with us when I'm a bit. She's a room to catch.
Yeah.
So that you can save face. And that culture also has got some ingredients in it. Okumwena. The culture of fear, the fear culture. But then, you are getting into trouble because this youth, that's why I put it in this youth, society has changed, things are changing, they are reading, they are watching TV, they are now on whatever, Komarungra, Facebook and others. So the culture is changing, they see others. There's no more local culture, there's now international culture, what you call global culture. Because sometimes we want to teach our young people only what we want them to know, what we copy from the West or from Europe, but then we keep other things away. You understand? We only take things that suit us. You see, I want to tell you one thing so that you can understand African mentality. Remember, look at our National Assembly and National Council stands. In the Western democracy, where we copy those, and also in other democracies, already from Rome, the National Council is a Senate. And the Senate, like say in France, the Senate is the highest senior house of parliament in cases where you have two chambers of parliament. And I'm talking with authority because I drafted documents that shaped the parliament with others. And I spent months at the House of Commons, the House of Parliament in Ireland, the House of Parliament, whatever. Whatever parliamentary procedures and practices, I have a pen there, I have a hand in. I know what I'm talking about. Now, remember, because in Namibia, the National Assembly came into being first, and all those senior members of the party, they run and jump, perceive themselves as the National Assembly. But it's not the senior house in cases of when you have a house that is laws are initiated, and the upper house, which is, that's why it's called upper house, because that's where the law are being reviewed. When we had that debate, Nehova in confronting those, I don't want to mention names, think that they are senior, but it's not about seniority anyway. And we explained that dialectic of what you call power. There was a power-hungry debate. I even almost took, I mean, cost my job, because I was drafting letters left, right, and center. I was like a fight, causing the fight. Somebody said, this is the one who's masterminding the National Council's what. And I'm proud of it. Maybe some people are saying I'm only talking now. You know what happened? Now, when the National Council came into being 2 years later, it was an issue of saying, oh, Francois Upakoan, this one, where are you? The younger member or the junior member of the party, no, don't worry, go to National Council. You see, not knowing in terms of the dialectic of responsibility, in that system of democracy, the National Council, the House of Review, is the upper house. Lower house does not mean law in status. It's law because it's lower level where laws are initiated and go up to be kept, to be inspected, to be reviewed. I remember Comrade Pahamba said when he sit down, he said no, because what we're talking about, the salary of members of the National Council was lower than even the chairman. He said, I was lower than mine, the secretary, because I'm taking care of equal to other secretary, like permanent secretary and others. But them, they were not recognized as member of parliament. Then we debated that one, that in actual case, that is the house in the Senate, the House of Review. Pahamba said, yeah, Pokatiko inspector was Forano Principal, or a senior. France, you know who's senior, the inspector or the school principal?
You have shot me in the head now. I would actually be thinking that is an inspector.
Yes. Now, who inspects the upper house where the laws are inspected? Nange or review casual inspection?
Yeah.
Yes, we inspect. Now, we had an issue when the president of the Senate of France came here, and then the members were asking, because that senior, that president of the Senate is for senior. He was supposed to meet with senior member for our party and National Assembly. But he is meeting junior members who are not even member of political. Then he knew about it. Then they were discussing. Then he said, no, in any case, in France we say the National Assembly is a house of imagination and the House of Review is House of Wisdom. In London, those who are in the House of Lords, you see, they are called Lords. They are there because of their experiences, retired judge, retired architect, retired whatever, retired general of note, not just general of note, retired politician, which means those who retired from ministerial positions, who have been in the system for long, they go to the House of Review where they end up sleeping. But when they read that thing, they will tell you, listen, when I was in the House of Commons, they said, no, their job, actually in the House of Lords, here our job is to wait for the bills that are coming from those young people who are so fast, who think things are easy. It's good for them to come and shout. But when it comes here, the brains are here, the gray hair are here. They'll say, no. This law, we read, we know it was introduced in 16-something, and it brought problems, and it was done away with. You'll see now. But now here, because you think you want to be senior, in African mentality, you don't want to accord that seniority, because those are senior in years. That's the mistake now, mischief. That's what I'm saying. Thus, I'm explaining this thing to you to enter into interrogating the mentality of an African for the purpose of understanding. Come back. There are people...
But you always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on. Deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression and stress. So listen to your heart. Exercise, watch your weight and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Right, Uncle Ben, the last question that I will have for you is that now, you know, how do we get out of this? Because this is what makes us, because I become corrupt, because I know that nobody can really confront me. And I'm also taking advantage of the loyalty of those who are following. Nobody will really do anything, even if, you know, but in other countries, it seems that people are afraid because confrontation is always inevitable. Your own party can throw you out once they understand that you are corrupt. So, but yeah, how do we come out of this shell?
I think it's a way to be civilized a bit. Because the easiest... Are you there?
Yes.
The easiest answer many people give is that no... Only when SWAPO goes. Not true. Because most of those people, they are also from SWAPO. SWAPO does not make you corrupt. What makes you corrupt is when there's no checks and balances. In other countries, the party itself, not the person that throw you out, the party itself. We need leaders with integrity. Leaders who are ready to sacrifice themselves. Let me give you an example. We are talking, actually one is just a shame of calling yourself whatever. Whenever we go out for those who know us, doctors, we are ashamed. I had a lecture teaching my members the Constitution. When they came to the meeting, they came with their t-shirts, swap t-shirts, it was 2 years ago. They were just, Nitonyashike, because, wherever you go. But in that case now, that thing's going to continue and continue even during the 2024 election. Nobody got the courage to sacrifice oneself. People are so selfish. If somebody is ready to go that kind of self-sacrifice in the name of the party to say, please, my comrade, because of my name being mentioned somewhere, wrong or right, but it's being mentioned, painted and tainted. Can you please park me behind? If I am the problem, if it seems like people may stay home not voting because of me, let me stay behind for a while. That's from oneself. If you cannot say it, nobody will got the courage to say, I've never put two names around the world. Nobody's doing that. Nobody. But I told you, when the soccer team is losing, the coach surrender and take responsibility. Here we don't take responsibility. What will happen is just to shout at people, insulting people, calling all their names, but they are still coming. We can only come out of this when we got leadership with integrity to take responsibility for our own faults.
Right.
That's the only way.
Right. Uncle Ben, let me thank you for your time and taking time to give us.
Let me come back to one thing which is very important.
Yeah.
I'm saying, It's a state of mind, corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people corrupt just for the sake of doing it. Some people don't want to see, don't enjoy seeing happiness in the eyes of others.
Yes.
Some people are too sadistic in their mentality that they enjoy seeing sadness. Remember a headman who had hidden food in his own cooker shop. He did not eat it. He did not give it to his pigs. He simply hid it. so that nobody must benefit.
Right.
And that person is an elder, not young person.
Right.
Neither old. That's right. Not where the debate whether a leader is old or shit or young. It doesn't matter. It's about character.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much once again, Uncle Ben.
Thank you.
Right. Right. We still have more time. We still have more time. At least I can take five people on a 2 minute basis, on a 2 minute contract. You have to sign a contract 2 minutes. 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. How do we come out of this issue? At least how do we come out? Because we are too over loyal. Okay. Are we too over loyal? And if we are too over loyal, how do we balance the loyalty to the point that we are able to say, no, this is not correct. This is right. This is not right. This is wrong. How do we come up with that, of that shell?
You get a 1 minute. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, evening.
Good afternoon.
Morning. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, yes, does it mean that when you are loyal, you cannot correct what is wrong, or what?
No, when you are over loyal.
Yeah, I can be over loyal, but does that not mean that I cannot I overlook at the wrong things? Because my conscience will not allow me. I have to do that because it's my benefit. When you are correcting things, it is actually in the benefit, in your benefit or the benefit of others. Not necessarily because, but the other thing is that it can also, one might demand the parking, like the doctor is saying. You park there and these things, but not necessarily that the people who are saying you should park, or perhaps looking at your leadership qualities and your records, might not represent the true, that symbol might not represent the true population that you are examining, that you are measuring your view against. You understand? So obviously, like in that case, because it could be the one that is launching from the yesterday's conference, it's true.
Okay, Uncle Bani, your 2 minutes are done. Eh?
Yeah, yes. Maybe somebody could just be disgruntled and then get frustrated and then some issues like that, and then you now describe those
right,
qualities.
Let's continue okay, that conversation bye. Later okay. on. 083-288-401, 2 minutes, please. Because my time is not with me. Time is not with me. How do we come out of this? How do we balance our loyalty to the point that we are able to say...
Francis.
Yes, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, friends, we are in trouble. The country is in trouble. The resources of the country is in trouble. What we need only is what the majority need to be cut down. When you cut the Swapo majority down, and then you put other political parties, the country will go ahead.
Okay, I don't have enough time. I could have asked you what guarantees that.
Ask.
Yes, but I don't have enough time because we have to share time with others.
The guarantee is that somebody olukategori to alikombo nawa. So wapo bigamu na olukategori kului does not want to sweep nice anymore. Does not care anymore.
Right.
Yeah, we love Swapo. We love Swapo, but the problem only Swapo recruiting is a thief.
All right,
Nishila. Those kind of things.
Nishila, okay, thank you very much. I'm afraid my time will not allow me to continue.
Okay, thank you very much, Franz.
Yes. Yes, 2 minutes. You must also know that an apple does not fall far from a tree. So an apple is an apple because of an apple tree. A pumpkin is a pumpkin because of the bush called pumpkin. A bean is a bean because of a bean bush. So if we understand those African proverbs, then we will know that sometimes what we are saying, there is no guarantee in saying cut the majority of this party. EFM.
Yes, my brother, Mr. Franz. Good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon. 2 minutes, please.
Okay, sir. Look, me, hypocrisy must be stopped, first one. Okay, sir. And some second thing, Namibia, we must say, is one, two. And those people that are sent to be cut swap off, let us just think to say, whosoever party comes inside, corruption will be still there because it's not in Africa, it's not European, it's a human nature. So that is the first thing. So whether SWAPO go off or go in, there will be always be corruption because SWAPO, people come to SWAPO, they bring corruption in SWAPO. When they are going out, they will take corruption out. Those who still stay there, they will still have corruption. So that's not matter. It is about the legacy continue and that the good things will continue about Namibia. That is what I wanted to say.
Abdul. Thank you. And Abdul is saying, look, corruption is built in. It's kind of a built-in. It is part of a human being, part of his era. It will not be. It's not associated with any party. Some people are not corrupt today because they are not given a chance. You know, if you give somebody a little bit of some money and a little bit of some power, that's when you come to understand who the person is. 0832-388-401, that's the number in studio. I can still take some more. Yes. Hello?
Yes. Okay, hello?
Yes, Uncle Jay.
Yes, spiritual is not related to religion. Spiritual is both, and you are both. That is spiritual. Okay, go home and rest.
Yeah.
I was just listening. Okay. Spiritual is just within me and you.
Alright.
It's not connected to religion. Okay, sir.
Thank you, Uncle Jay. Uncle Jay came briefly. It is 3 minutes. I can take the one last call. And this 3 minutes I can give it to somebody who's coming through. Okay, so corruption is not African, should not be Africanized, it should not be Europeanized, it should not be Americanized, it should not be, you know, Asianized or whatever, Australianized. It should be a humanized, it's a human being issue. And when it is a human being or it is a human error, how do we deal with it? But then there are elements within our environment that contributes to how we become corrupt. Part of our certain norms and certain way of life in our own culture, in our coexistence, that contributes to how we are corrupt.
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
You know the France?
Yes.
The corruption is just like a disease. It's curable. Because I see this morning when we say like Swapo saying we are corrupt. Many people are thinking we are saying Swapo. We are reading what's in the newspapers, but it's curable. Not something which can be there permanently. We just need to communicate our communication really from there to see where are we lacking, what we need to do, and what have to be done from there. We can fight corona, we can do it better.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
All right, of course, this brings me to the end of the show, and after a short break, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Hello Namibia. Inderapa manatse moyoni walela pe.
All right, my time has come and it's a goodbye from me. Stay tuned for Herta that is coming in with the On the Radar. And of course, this is your favorite news hour. Stay tuned.